time once again to say good morning to Lisa Carter, who is the superintendent of Region 1. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you this morning?
Cold, but okay.
I hear that.
What we're going to talk with Lisa about this morning is a little bit about COVID, get a COVID-19 update, but more on the process of putting together the Board of Education and the regional schools schedule for next year. First of all, Lisa, I guess, it's a status quo. There's people getting infected in our area, and there's the region once again reaching out and letting people know what's going on. And so far now, what you guys set up over the course of the summer seems to be working well enough to keep schools operating and at a decent pace without too much disruption.
Yes, Marshall, that's correct. We're seeing the same trend that we've been seeing since school's been in session, which is we have sort of isolated cases that pop up in households. I will say the virus does tend to go through homes where people are not able to isolate from one another. But when we know about those early and can isolate those cases, then we're able to either just sequester cohorts or not have to do that depending on when the case arises. And also, fortunately, thanks to everybody in the region, our cases seem to be trending downward right now. So as long as we can isolate and sequester, we can continue to keep school open with everybody minding the health and safety guidelines.
Just imagine how much easier your job's gonna seem once we get past the pandemic.
I can't even imagine, but it's something that I'm really looking forward to, I have to admit.
All right. Now, let's move on to the schedule. Now, at Region 1, because it involves the Housatonic Valley Regional High School and then all the elementary schools, putting together a schedule for next year, especially when you're in now in year number basically two of having to deal with a pandemic where you can't have public meetings and things like that, this must have been a hair-raising adventure. Let's talk about the process of putting back the schedule for next year for not only the high school but the whole region.
Well, I think in imagining the calendar, Marshall, and thank you for the question, that's not really terribly different from the way we have done things in the past. However, you are so correct in acknowledging that there are seven schools that have to agree on a common calendar. And in many school districts, the superintendent and the board make that decision, and that without a lot of input from staff or other stakeholders. And so, but we have not followed that process in Region 1. So we started in before Christmas with principals and leadership teams and then talking with staff about a proposed calendar for this year. But the difference between other years and this year is we are going to try tomorrow night to bring all of the boards of education together tomorrow night to talk about the calendar in one meeting, because typically what's happened in the past is once we have our calendar, our recommended calendar, it goes to all of the school boards for their input, then comes, back to Region 1 to give that input. If there's any kind of questioning or further processing that needs to happen, we have to go back to all of the boards again. And so what I'm hoping for is that this will make our process more efficient so that we should, I hope, have a calendar by the end of February, and that gives teachers, families, and I know next year will hopefully be a year where families will and teachers and other staff will be able to make plans for vacations and that sort of thing earlier as opposed to later.
Now, people will be able to see different aspects of this. By the way, I want to comment. The Region 1 website this year is just fantastic, very easy to get around, an incredibly great improvement over what was there. But people can go to that website, get more Zoom and information like that. We will tape meetings with Mike Flint at CATV6, and we will have those meetings, those Zoom meetings that are put put up in case somebody can't make those Zoom meetings to see what you go through. But what I look at, Lisa, just in my uninformed eyes, is that when you put together a schedule for so many different things, you have to coordinate this not only, especially with the high school, but with the sports leagues that they play in. You have to try to get as many as uninterrupted weeks as possible, and that means there's professional development days, there's snow days. I mean, there's just so much that goes into putting a schedule together for all the different schools.
That is correct. And I think also our intent this year is to, I think we've had always had a recognition that professional learning is a very important component of what we do throughout the school year. And I think there has been, this trend in the last 2 years of having these early release days, but with very little control over the local level, or some control over the local level about how many. So what we're introducing this year is potentially some flexibility around those professional learning days, which I think will be really good discussion for us to have with the boards. But you are right, there are many different variables that go into the planning of this.
So now, when you come out of all these meetings, is this going to require more meetings to put together?
I'm hoping not. I'm hoping that by the end of tomorrow evening that Region 1 will be able to recommend a master calendar, and then based on the flexibilities that we've introduced, then each school district can approve their calendar in February. But this is our first time doing this, so we'll see how it goes. If we need more time, we'll take more time.
All right. So now, once again, for people, what time are the meeting that's coming up? Let's give the basic information, what time it is, and remind people that they can join in these meetings.
Okay. So the meeting tomorrow evening. Hold on. I just need to remind myself. I believe starts at 6 p.m. I'm hoping that it's about 90 minutes, but it will start with a brief presentation from me and to present the calendar, and then be followed by 7 separate board meetings. And so for each town, they've posted their agenda, and there is a Zoom link for their specific meeting. And then they'll have some time to caucus about the calendar. There will be opportunity for public comment before we break to go into those 6-7 separate meetings. And then we'll come back as a group. We'll discuss any questions, concerns, issues. Hopefully we will be able to resolve them in a meeting and come to consensus. And then there would be possible action, which might be a vote by the Region 1 board to approve the calendar. And, yes, it does start at 6 o'clock.
All right. And, of course, once again, for you folks that can't join in live, we will be taping this. It'll be up on CATV6. We'll put that video also on our Facebook page, WHDD Robin Hood Radio, and also on my personal page, Marshall Miles. Lisa, once again, congratulations on you. And all the teachers, the administration, and the students and families for having a successful year thus far. And we'll see what the schedule. It's kind of like making a sausage, the schedule. We'll see how it all turns out.
Exactly. Yes. But I'm hoping this will be a more efficient process this year. We'll see.
All right. Thanks, Lisa. Have a great day.
Thank you, Marshall. Bye.
Lisa Carter, the superintendent of Region 1, COVID-19, and the scheduling issues for next year.